certainly not a preacher, but we're going to have a devotion here in a minute. It was a stylish congregation. You could tell they had been around. They had the biggest pipe organ of any church in town. But over in the amen corner of that church sat Brother Iyer. Every Sunday morning he insisted on singing in the choir. His voice was cracked, broken. Age had touched his vocal cords. Every Sunday he'd get behind and miss some of the words. The choir got so frustrated that the church decided that it was time Brother R stopped his singing, or the choir was going to resign. So the pastor formed a committee. I think it was 3 or 4. They got in a big fancy car and drove up to R's door. They found the choir's great trouble sitting in an old cane chair. Summer's golden sunbeam lay upon his snow-white hair. York said, "We're here, brother, with the best of intentions to discuss a matter that affects the congregation. You see, your voice, it's interfering with the choir. So if you just lay out, are you listening, Brother R?" The old man raised his head with a sign he did hear. On his cheek, the three men caught the glitter of a tear. His feeble hand pushed back the locks as white as silky snow. He answered a committee in a voice both soft and low. He said, "I wonder if that tide that's breaking at my feet and that far-off heavenly temple where my master I shall meet. I wonder when I try to sing the songs of God up higher, will they kick me out up there for singing in heaven's choir?" Silence filled the room. The old man bowed his head. Committee went back to town, but Brother Iyer was dead. The choir missed him for a while. Soon everyone forgot. Some church goers watched the door, but the old man entered not. But now his voice is sweet, and he sings his heart's desire. Where there's no more church committees and no fancy choirs. Thank you. This is going to be a little bit different tonight. Like I said, I have two questions for you. The first one I know the answer to. The second one I don't know about. But the first question is, have you ever been wrong? I mean, wrong. Your spouse, your boss, your coworker, somebody asks you to do something, even God. You, man, it just doesn't make sense. The next question is, how do you handle it when you find out you're wrong? So we're going to take our scripture out of Luke. Brother George has preached on this, but I read it the other day and it just kind of hit me in the face. Luke 5, we're going to go 1 through, I don't know, 5 or 6. We're going to go a little bit farther than that. Anyway, it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were cleaning their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and he prayed to him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out a little in the deep. Let your nets down for a draw." Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, as we bow before you again, we thank you for another day of life. Father, we thank you for your word, that we can lean on it, gain knowledge from it. Thank you for being in our midst tonight. I just pray that you would go ahead of me and speak the words, that they would come from you and not me. Father, we thank you again for the opportunity you give us to come to a church of our choice and hear your word proclaimed and sing praises unto thee, and pray a special blessing on each one here. Father, forgive us of our shortcomings and where we fail you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I tell you, let's jump in the boat with Simon and go with them for just a little bit. This man told us to go out, put our nets on the other side. Who is this guy anyway? What does he know about my job? I know more about this than he does. I'm just going to show him who's boss. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I fished all night. I pulled them things up and down and up and down all night long. I'm wet. I'm hungry. I'm cold. Who does this man think he is, telling me what to do? I'll show him what to do. So what happens when we are wrong? Do we respond like this with pride in front of us? I'm going to show him who's boss. I'll show him who's right or wrong. I'm going to let them nets down. Let's go on here a little bit farther. Simon, I love this, answered and to him, "Master, we've toiled all night and taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the nets." That is about as humble an answer as we could get. And sometimes when we're wrong, we don't want to admit it, do we? We have too much pride to admit, "I'm wrong. I'm sorry," or whatever. And this goes on with spouses, families, jobs. And sometimes when somebody rakes you over the coals, we want to respond in negative matter. But sometimes if you say, "You know, I really, really respect what you say, let's try it your way." Or, we used to have I just happened to think about this. We used to have a friend of ours that went to church, and he was kind of abrasive. And he'll say, "You're wrong. I'll tell you why you're wrong." I don't know why I remember that one. But anyway, how do we respond when we're wrong? Let's go on a little bit farther here. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes in their net break. And they beckoned with their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. They came and filled both ships so that they began to sink. I remember Brother George said, Simon had a very good occupation. He made a lot of money selling his fish. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me. I am a sinful man, O Lord. We don't know how much Simon knew of the Lord at this time. He knew of him because he called him master a while ago. For he was astounded, and all that were with him at the draw of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James, John, sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not. Fear not. From henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. I realize I'm talking to the choir, but remember sometimes when you're wrong, how do you respond to the statement? You think, oh man, I don't think that's right. Okay, let's see. Let's do it anyway. How do we respond to things when we're wrong? Do we say, hey, I'm sorry, I was wrong? Do we say that? Or do we get angry? And sometimes pride lets go. And we respond in a negative way. But anyway, it's a humble experience to read, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Let's bow again for prayer. Father, we do thank you for your word. We thank you for the closeness that we can feel when we read your word. Father, we pray a special blessing on each person here, each family member. Father, pray for the ones that are not here for one reason or another. Father, as we depart one from another here and go our separate ways go to the Lord here in prayer, we ask you to forgive us of our shortcomings and where we fail you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.